Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
What is up, party people? Happy Friday. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Do appreciate that. It is the Chad Benson Show. Text the program. A lot of stuff to get to. Some phone calls. We'll get to them in just a moment. Big news today, and news that I find to be a little disheartening, is what's taking place at the White House today. CNN, LA Times, New York Times, Politico, BuzzFeed, all were essentially barred from being a part of a White House briefing.
The breaking news is the fact that we have just learned here at CNN that CNN has been blocked from a White House gaggle. Gaggle, essentially, informal gathering of reporters, print, radio, television, coming together to be briefed, in this case, by the White House. The White House daily briefing not happening today. And traditionally, and you've seen the pictures, lots of reporters are included in that. This is so incredibly significant because this has never happened in this administration. Not only is CNN blocked, other organizations blocked, the New York Times, the LA Times, and Politico. Apparently, the White House Correspondents Association is protesting.
Yeah, they're protesting. They're upset. As a person who believes in the freedom of press, I may not agree with what they have to say. I can smell baloney. I can smell a half story. I can smell things that I just find fishy and become skeptical. But I'm a little bit different. A lot of people out there. You know what a lot of this, I put this on, is a lot of people are lazy. They don't want to do their own research, right? I'm going to go. These people are going to validate my feelings and what I think. So I'll go here. I'll go to the left. Or I'll go to the right. I'll find the place. And if there's another story that maybe goes against it, I'll have to read too much in it. So I'm not going to really do that. These are my feelings. These are my thoughts. The president has said over and over again, it's fake news, it's lies, it's all these kind of things. I don't care what you think it is, president. You are the president. Some of the stuff that's going to be printed about you, a lot of it, ain't going to be good. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how great you are. I have news for you. You could take unemployment down to zero. You could get us out of all of the wars. You could do all of the things and then some. And there's still going to be people out there that are going to criticize your presidency. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mary and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember right when Trump got elected, he wanted to move the press room to somewhere else?
Yeah, he wanted to expand some of the press room, that was for sure, because there were so many people. And I've said before, man, some of that press, I have never seen as many press inside of that room that I've seen with, you know, it's standing room only.
Well, maybe this is a way to get the press to make it their idea that they need more room and maybe they should move. He ends up getting his way, but he helps them think it's their idea.
You know, with him, you never know, Mary, to be honest with you. Sometimes you think he's got a crackpot idea, and next thing you know, it works for him, and you just sit there and you scratch your head and go, I have no idea how that happened, but it worked for him. I appreciate your call. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Jake Tapper was not happy about the situation today, and let it be known how he feels about the president.
Not make any mistake about what's happening here. A White House that has had some difficulty telling the truth and that has seemed to have trouble getting up to speed on the basic competent functioning of government, and a president who seems particularly averse to any criticism and has called the press the enemies of the American people, they are taking the next step in attempting to avoid checks and balances and accountability. It's not acceptable. In fact, it's petulant and indicative of a lack of basic understanding of how an adult White House functions.
Yeah, those are some strong words, and those are very much some strong words. Today, the president was at CPAC, and he discussed those fake news and the enemy of America.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none.
Which they shouldn't do. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I can point to some big issues that have happened in the world of journalism over the last several years where it's come back and bite them in the ass. And remember, when you have sources, you usually try to get to know these people. And every once in a while, it's going to bite you in the ass, right? Even if you're a good, honest journalist, right? Just like sometimes people get informants on the street and they'll give you bits of information that work. And sometimes they'll give you some information that they heard hearsay, this, that, and the other, that they think they're doing good, but it comes back to bite you in the ass. That's life, right? But when you blatant, look, I'm with the president. If you lie, if you make a story up, having lived in Europe, having lived in England, having worked in the radio industry over there, let me tell you something right now. They come after you hardcore if you even throw a joke out there about something. You don't use the word allegedly. You could be talking all day and forget to use the word allegedly, and your ass is going to get sued. They come after the media and the press big time. They like their protections. He's even talked about that. And one of the big things is, and one of the things I do agree with him about with the freedom of the press, if you knowingly publish a story that you know is fabricated, is a lie, if you knowingly do that and you make things up, that you should be punished for that. And in Europe, you're absolutely punished for that. Here, we get a lot of journalists who, quote unquote, hide behind, oh, it's the freedom of the press, or it was a source here, source there. And I understand what he's saying. But to come out today and say that the sources, we need to name the sources, we need to do this, and all of a sudden CNN's not allowed to come, the LA Times, that frustrates me. You're the president. You're going to take hits. You're the president. You're going to struggle with the press. All of them have. If you don't think Obama has, then you didn't read the right side of the aisle in what they were writing. But today I found this to be, it was a step too far. People are upset. People are angry. Here's some Jake Tapper.
Misunderstand what's going on with that rhetoric and with today's action banning various media outlets, including CNN and the New York Times. This White House does not seem to respect the idea of accountability. This White House does not seem to value an independent press. There is a word for that line of thinking. The word is un-American.
Yes, look, I agree that doing what he did today has, that there's some un-Americanness in there. You know, the Constitution, we have free speech, right? The First Amendment. But here's my issue with what Jake Tapper said. Look, the press isn't always above board in a lot of things they do. I think we can agree with that. And when you listen to Jake Tapper there, and when you listen to the anger in his voice, how pissed he is, how shocked I think a lot of people are by this, right? And he's the president of the United States, right? He's the president of the United States. He's come out. He's talked about the press. He's attacked the press numerous occasions. The respect is a two-way street. They love what he does for their ratings. They love what he does for the money that it brings them. Because the bigger the ratings, the more clicks, the more views, the more likes, the more this, the more that, the more money that comes in. I want you guys to listen to this again. This is Jake Tapper. I want you to listen to this again.
Misunderstand what's going on with that rhetoric and with today's action banning various media outlets, including CNN and the New York Times. This White House does not seem to respect the idea of accountability. This White House does not seem to value an independent press. There is a word for that line of thinking. The word is un-American.
Accountability. It goes both ways. Accountability is a two-way street. And that is very real. Because, yes, you know what? We need to have accountability. We've talked about it for years, how there's zero accountability in government. You screw up, you get moved around. You do something that people look at and say, I can't believe, you know, whether it's the IRS or the VA scandal, any of this stuff, you don't lose your job. You just get moved around. Accountability is a two-way street. There have been many, 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 many instances where you can look at journalists and say, you got that completely wrong. Where's the accountability there? Well, we republish something. You republish something 2 days later at the back. I look at what the Rolling Stone article did last year and how a woman fabricated stuff, made stuff up, didn't really have things that were true, And this is the press. She's a journalist. That's what she claims to be. They didn't fire her. And they told her they'd give her more jobs. And that she's good and honest. Accountability is a two-way street. How about when CNN ran with the story that BuzzFeed put out there with Donald and the golden showers and all of these things? Where was the accountability for their poor journalism in that aspect? That's a fair question to ask. But when it comes to this president, there needs to be some accountability. There needs to be some checks and balances. That's what the media is there for. Let me decide what I think is biased and unbiased. Let me decide what I think is propaganda. I looked at, you know, look, I understand what Jake Tapper's saying. I do. He can be pissed. He's got every right to be pissed. And I don't think he was wrong there. But I also think there needs to be some accountability on the press side. We can have it both ways. We can ask for accountability. Can we not? I think we absolutely can. And that's what we should want. We want an unbiased journalism. We want independent journalists who go in there and deliver the story and then let me and you decide and everybody else whether or not we believe their stories, whether or not we believe what the press, what we're seeing in front of us, what the administration is doing, what's going on in the world. Let us decide. 323-538-2423. That there be the line. The text, you can call the program 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. We're going to move off from this. We're going to talk about Jameis Winston. You don't know who he is. He's a football player, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He went to a school. He gave a speech. He used poor wording in a situation. And, of course, we in the media and everybody else has to get on this kid and hammer him. For being apparently a sexist bad guy. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Don't call me Shirley.
Awesome. Ah, yes, kid. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Texter writes in, you're being too nice with the press. Why do you have to filter the truth? With supposed legit news agencies, there are none. News reporters are the new used car salesmen. I don't know if they're the new used car salesman. There's lots of legit agencies out there. There is. And remember, we as consumers choose how we want to view not only our entertainment, but our news. Our news sources are our news sources. We choose the way that we want to. I read everything from the Huffington Post to the Daily Coast to Breitbart to the Blaze to the AP and Reuters and everything in between. And you'd be surprised how much both sides leave stuff out. Not that they're lying. They just don't tell you the whole story. Speaking of stories, Jameis Winston, he is a quarterback, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, superstar, Heisman Trophy winner, national championship with Florida State. This past week, he gave a speech rallying kids inside of a classroom. And his words, they weren't the best choice of words talking to young boys and young girls inside of the classroom. And what he said to the girls, and of course, this has caused a stink and a stir in the world that we live.
All my boys, all my young boys, stand up, man. The ladies sit down. But all my boys, stand up. We strong, right? We strong, right? Okay, all my boys, just tell me one time. I can do anything I put my mind to.
So it starts out like that. Got the boys up there, it's getting them excited. And the whole thing is that you can do anything you want. He's trying to teach them this. He's trying to teach this a lesson. But he tells the girls to sit down, which causes a stink and a stir. But then he goes on to say this. And again, In the world we live in, sensitivity, hostility, and again, good guy, had some issues in college, been nothing but an upstanding citizen in the NFL, does good things like this. It just takes a moment and a camera phone for you to become controversy in today's age.
A lot of boys don't supposed to be soft-spoken. You know what I'm saying? One day y'all going to have a very deep voice like this. Right now y'all talking like this. But one day y'all going to have a very, very deep voice. But the ladies, they supposed to be silent, polite, gentle. But my men now, my men supposed to be strong. Okay? So I want y'all to tell me what the third rule of life is. I can do anything I put my mind to. Scream it.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. And watching him this week in social media, and social media is a great thing, but I tell you what, you've got to have thick skin. You know, whether you're president of the United States, whether you're a quarterback for an NFL team, a shooting guard, an athlete of any sort, you know, somebody who is, you know, is in media or Hollywood, you do have to have thick skin because it only takes a slip up, and he has been getting crushed by people. He's sexist. He's misogynistic. He's not. He's a young guy. By the way, he's a young guy that went, took his time to go in and speak to a bunch of kids. I love how a lot of people out there will go out there and criticize somebody having not done what he did. He has said over and over again, he apologizes, didn't mean to come out that way. And sometimes I think you even think you're just going through your day. You're talking and you're having a, you think you're doing something good only to find out later on, oh my God. He probably didn't even realize what was going on. This is the world we live. You got to be careful. And I feel bad for the guy because I've seen him getting clobbered on social media and every talk sports station in the country has clobbered him. And I'm here to stand up and say, look, I think he misspoke. I don't think he meant anything of it. He's come out and said that. But today's day and age, social media, we'll decide who you are and what you really meant, even if you didn't mean it that way. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids. That's me, kittens. Hope you're doing well on this Friday. Beautiful evening. Calls to get to. Get to you in a second, Scotty. First, let's talk to Ben. What's happening, Ben?
Hey, what's happening, Mr. B? Just thinking about something that Trump may be setting up a trap if he's smart enough to do it. In the sense that inviting all the right-leaning media today, and then tomorrow or the next day, he'll invite the left-leaning media, not answering questions, just making statements on both sides, on both meetings, then letting the media do what they're going to do, and then showing them if they do, they put out fake news. And that would be a trap. And I think that would be the perfect way to show the people who is really biased and who is really putting out fake news.
You know, Ben, with him, whether it's with Trump, whether it's that or whether it's something else, I appreciate your call, man. We got to jump. You never know with him. And I'll tell you this right now. The Donald definitely has done things his way. And as he has done things his way, he has opened up a lot of people's, you know, eyes in the way that he's handled stuff. And he's got away with some stuff that I'm not talking about bad stuff, just missteps or things that we wouldn't think were going to work. And all of a sudden they worked. So he's changed a lot of that. And with him, he is crazy like a fox. You don't know what he's going to do. The possibility of him setting up a trap or playing, you know, them is very real. It is very real. I don't know because I'm not in the mind of what Trump is thinking and what he's doing. I just look at a perception situation, standing around looking at the world, and we're all sound bites and we're all ADD. So you take a quick glance and you think, you shouldn't do that, and you move on with your life. And then you start thinking to yourself, well, Trump is really starting to impede our press. That's not a good thing. That's absolutely not a good thing. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Scotty in Anderson, Indiana. What's happening, brother?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, brother.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Winston, Jameis Winston controversy.
Okay.
Everybody's dogging him about what he said, but let me ask you a question. Wasn't it 1 week ago that Hillary Clinton said the future of America, the future of the world is feminine? And, like, there was no slack about that at all, period, whatsoever? Whatsoever?
Well, you know, Scotty, first and foremost, let's focus on, like, who cares what Hillary said? That was, you know, I'm sure somebody came out. Jameis, and in fairness to Jameis, he's had some issues in college, Scotty, where there was a sexual assault charge that was eventually dropped. He's been looked at in a certain way. But since then, again, he's been a model citizen in the NFL. So and that was where a lot of people were coming from. This is the way he thinks about women. It starts to grow. And I'm saying, let's just look at it. I'm not going to hammer the guy for what he said. He should be an inspiration, just like little girls should have inspirations. But I look at somebody like Jameis Winston, and I'm not going to sit here and talk about somebody who doesn't talk for a profession and who goes out there and he was trying to rally young boys who he's probably used to be hanging out with more than anything else when he's, you know, because not a lot of young girls are probably huge fans of football players. It's exciting to see somebody, but he did something. He said something. It was more of a slip of the tongue or poorly worded phrase than anything else. And I don't think he deserves to be racked for it. I appreciate your call. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. And I'm going to remind you what Jameis Winston said. And I found it, again, very, very interesting about what Jameis Winston said and how he's kind of being torn apart for it. And the way that he phrased something when it comes to little girls and who they are and what we're used to hearing little girls
be. A lot of boys don't supposed to be soft-spoken. You know what I'm saying? One day y'all going to have a very deep voice like this. Right now y'all talking like this. But one day I'm going to have a very, very deep voice. But the ladies, they're supposed to be silent, polite, gentle. But my men now, my men supposed to be strong. Okay? So I want y'all to tell me what the third rule of life is. I can do anything I put my mind to. Scream it.
Well, and you know, you can't say little girls should be quiet and they shouldn't talk and they should be, you know, it comes across poor. But it was poor wording more than anything else. 844-DIG-CHAT. We're also talking about the press today, what took place in the White House with CNN and several other media outlets currently being barred from press briefings. How long will that be? It may be temporary. It may end tomorrow. Monday we'll be talking about something else because at the lightning speed that this president is moving, he'll have other things to talk about. 844-DIG-CHAT. Rick, Michigan, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Chad? I was just thinking, you know, I kind of understand where Trump is coming from because he said he wants to be a president for all people, yet the left side is out there protesting and causing all kind of havoc. And I'm figuring if Trump shuts down the BS news that's coming out from the left side of things, that maybe he can unite the nation.
Well, here's the thing, Rick. I understand. Look, as a president, right, you're going to get a lot of blowback. Doesn't matter who you are. Again, it doesn't matter if tomorrow he solves all the problems in America, somebody's going to not have a good thing to say about him. But you can't shut everybody down. People need to protest. They want to have their voice because if he's going to take away their voice, what happens when the Democrats come to power one day, which will happen, and all of a sudden the voices on the right are shut down? We can't have that. We need an open, honest society. And yes, there are people out there that are, you know, I don't want to say they're paid agitators. Are there some of them out there that are definitely being rallied up for support because they're going out there? Yes, that's true. Are there people that show up in certain situations to cause mayhem and trouble and they're not from the neighborhoods or wherever things are happening? Absolutely. But there's a lot of people out there that have their voices and they want to get heard. And you know what? We can't shut them down. And the media is going to bring it to us and we got to let them bring it to us. And then you and I, Rick, we're smart enough to decide if this is the kind of story that we think is true or if it's a bunch of bunk and BS. And not every story that's written bad about Trump is going to be a lie. Just like not every story that's written good about Trump will be truthful. Sometimes there'll be some stuff in there from a slanted point of view. We can decipher that. I'm smart enough to decipher that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. This weekend is a weekend of the, well, I guess you would call it the Oscars, the Academy Award. It's going to be interesting to see how the Academy Award goes this weekend. What kind of politics is going to be involved in the Academy Award? How much? I think the over-under on speeches, I think producer Phil and I talked today. I said 10, he said under. And I think it really, you know, I think you go up there, and if you're fifth or sixth or eighth and you win an Academy Award, but everybody's been drawn on about how horrible Trump is, maybe you go, you know what, I'm going to take a step back. Maybe 10 was too big on every political speech. You know, everybody gets up there and says a political speech. But there are some people inside of the Hollywood community that are doing different things when it comes to Hollywood parties and the Oscars.
United Talent Agency had its pre-Academy Awards party scheduled for today, but it will instead host a rally at its Beverly Hills headquarters. The rally is to express concern over what they are calling the anti-immigrant sentiment here in the United States. The rally is just the first anti-President Trump demonstration that Hollywood will be holding over the weekend and during the 89th Oscars ceremony on Sunday. UTA is also planning on donating $250,000 to the ACLU to help combat anti-immigration legislation. Jason Campadonia, NBC News Radio, Los Angeles.
You're going to get a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of speeches this week and a lot of people getting up there talking about the evils that are Trump and throwing things out there. I always hearken everybody, just take a deep breath. I think you're going to see a lot of people that have seen the Brit Awards, the BAFTAs. They're going to have seen the People's Choice. They're going to have seen all of these other awards. And I think you're going to see a more calm, cool, and collective kind of not so political situation. There'll be some jabs here and there, maybe more comedy than anything else, because I think they're starting to realize that there's a good portion of America that doesn't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They want to see you in your dresses and in your tuxedos. They want to talk to you. You know, they want to see what you have to say about who you're wearing. They want to talk to you. They want to hear you talk about the next movie you're in, this, that, and the other. They don't want you to get up there and tell them that if you voted for Trump, that you're a horrible human being and you're a racist, but go see my movie. Because that's the way people in the middle of America are starting to feel. And La La Land is going to win for Best Picture. Denzel Washington is going to win for Fences and Best Actor. Viola Davis is going to get Best Supporting Actress. Jeff Bridges is going to get Best Supporting Actor. And Ruth Negga, N-E-G-G-A, is going to win for Best Actress. You can put it on your money in Vegas. You can. You can put it on your money in Vegas. 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. Charles, you've been watching the awards all your life.
Yeah, since I was 9 going on 10 back in 1957, watching 60 years of them and stuff, and you see them go up and down and riding around. But this year might be different, you know, besides all the politics and how it's going to go, this, that, and another. There were listing possibility this could be in the Guinness record book as the longest section of passings in movie history.
Really?
If you take into account, that, you know, the how many have gone just since, you know, this time last year. And so they said this could be, I don't know how they're, you know, what segment. Usually it's, I think, what, 3 hour, however it may be. Usually they throw it in about the, somewhere between the second and third hour, somewhere in there. But this is supposed to be, if I understood right, the longest collection that's taken place. And, of course, there's people that you never even heard of or know, but nobody would know about. You'd have to go online or whatever when it says this writer, this director. And but the catch to it is where you look at some, you say, wait a minute, such and such wasn't listed. Way back when Farrah Fawcett passed away, she was skipped out of the list because she was considered a TV actress rather than a film actress. And Ryan O'Neal raised hell over that one.
It's going to be interesting, Charlie. It's going to be very interesting. You're right. Last year was one of those years. We saw a lot of people die. Appreciate your call, man. I hope you enjoy the awards. I'll probably watch a little bit of it. I didn't see any of the movies. But doesn't mean I won't catch a piece here, a glimpse there. But I've never been, I like popcorn movies, so I'm more a Razzies guy, which are the horrible movies that everybody votes on. But I may watch a bit of it over the weekend. But, yeah, there wasn't a lot of people that died last year. I mean, think if you think about all the people we lost last year. Wow. The last year seemed to be pretty, you know, just across the board when you talk about celebrities. It was a pretty big year. And this year has kind of started off rough, too. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. We're going to wrap it up straight ahead. We're going to talk about a burger that is uber expensive. And Neil deGrasse Tyson is a buzzkill. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yes, it is. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Text the program always, 323-538-2423. And yes, the text messages come to me. 323-538-2423. You can also check us out on Facebook, Chad Benson Show, and you can tweet at Chad Benson Show. Love to get your tweets. Love to get your tweets. We've got a poll up today, but we've been busy doing so many other things. We're going to talk a lot about Russia and what's going on there. And is there more? Usually when there's smoke, there's some fire, but how much fire is there? That's a question I think people are going to start asking more and more. When you push the media away, they're going to come looking for you. They are. They're going to come looking. There's some people you just want to make, you know what? You don't have to be their friends, but being their enemies isn't always great. And the same thing for the media. You don't have to like the president and his politics, but being his enemy is not good. Enough of that stuff. Let's talk about good, fun stuff, shall we, kids? First of all, I have spent a decent amount of money in my lifetime on food. You're familiar with the show. I eat out pretty much all the time. It's what I do. Got a nice little cool little apartment, but I don't have a kitchen. I eat out all the time. Been to Vegas on numerous occasions, and there was a day in my lifetime when my broker pals and I, we owned a firm, where we did okay for ourselves, and then some. Younger, you throw around money, you got a lot of money, and I've spent a decent amount of money on a meal. In fact, our little Christmas shindig, I think there was six of us, maybe seven of us, we had a huge meal. There was lots of port. I don't drink, but the guys were getting hammered, and I'm talking about tons and tons of alcohol, buying stuff for the restaurant. We were at like Morton's, I think, or Ruth Chris. It was down in Newport Beach. We threw a big party for the six of us and other people that were just happening to be at the restaurant. I think when we tipped out, it was like 10 grand. I know. I look back and I'm like, God, what was I thinking? You're young. You're making a lot of money. You think it's never going to go away. Now, for me, that was a lot of us. We were having fun. Listen to this and the cost of this burger.
This is a $5,000 burger called the Fleur Burger 5000. Chef Hubert from the Mandalay Bay in Vegas says 5K is actually a bargain when you see what you're getting.
We use a Wagyu beef, which is an amazing cut of meat.
That costs about $100 a pound. It also has foie gras.
It's a very elegant, delicious product. We buy it at about $45 a pound.
Rare black truffles from France.
When we buy them here at a restaurant, it's about $1,500 a pound.
Add some Petrus 95 Bordeaux wine from a bottle that can cost up to $6,000 a pop. And you've got your $5,000 dining experience.
Yeah, that's a burger. That's a singular burger. Now, we were talking about it. I talked to producer Phil and I talked to producer Anthony about this. Okay, that's a lot of money. But you're with your three or four buddies, right? You're going to Vegas. You're at your Mandalay Bay. You're there. You're hanging out in Vegas. You guys are doing okay. You guys are upper middle class. You're making 100, 200 grand a year. You got a little change to throw around. I could see everybody going, hey, let's all toss a grand in. We'll buy this burger. We'll split it. We'll see what it tastes like. I could see that. But here's the great thing. This is also one of those things where you could lie about it and nobody can tell you you didn't eat a $5,000 burger. Right? Well, where's the receipt? Well, no. Somebody gave me part of a burger. You could. Because I don't think there is a burger worth $5,000 unless there's $4,999 inside the burger or it's made of diamonds. It's probably not worth $5,000. I don't care how expensive the meat is. I don't care how great it's supposed to taste. I don't care about any of those things. The truth is, that's ridiculous. I mean, I love burgers. I'm a burger dude. Probably going to have a burger tonight. Probably not, though, because I had a burger today, so I probably won't tonight. I'm just saying. At some point in time, you got to say to yourself, is this really worth it? This is one of those things you do to say you did, you know? But, God, $5,000? That's a little much. A little steep for my price there. Even if I'm making $1 million a year, that's steep for my price for a burger, for a singular meal. Just saying. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Loved it. Had a lot of fun today. Peter, I want to thank you as always. You, sir, chiming in, doing the things you do, running it smoothly as ever. Doing, quite frankly, a bang-up job. And for that, I appreciate that. I want to thank Phil for sticking around earlier today. And, of course, producer Anthony for doing what he does. You can check us out on across all of our social medias. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. You can email the show, chad@chadbensonshow.com. And also, don't be afraid to grab yourself the podcast. They're absolutely free. Take as many as you want. You can get them at iTunes or chadbensonshow.com. For Peter, for Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. We'll see you on Monday. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.